Morning, welcome to the Beach Business Breakfast Show. This morning we've got Tom from Newer Print. How are you going, Tom?
Very good, thank you, David.
Yep, and Jeremy, of course, co-host. So just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, $10, third Thursday of every month, 7:30 a.m. to around 8:30 a.m. Every now and then we do have an extra workshop session at the end, which you can attend. To get involved, www.beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au. So, Tom, tell us a bit about, you know, we know you do printing and photocopying and that sort of stuff, the Oki range through Newer Print. What sort of led you to that? What's your sort of background?
My background's accounting.
Okay. We've got a lot of accountants, haven't we?
30 years in accounting. Well, it's a good
yeah. It's a good start
good
business.
Yeah. Good trade to have behind you in any business, yeah.
Yeah.
But I sold my accounting practice.
Okay.
And
congratulations.
Yeah. my best mate was in the photocopy industry, and there was a shortage of salespeople, so he invited me to come along, and we ended up leaving the company we were with and forming our own company and taking on the Oki range of photocopiers.
Okay. Excellent. So just back to the accounting, because I was an accountant in a past life as well. Did you do like a uni degree?
No, I was the old TAFE diploma.
Yep.
And I reached the highest I could as far as becoming fellows to the Institute of Public Accountants.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And so, also the Tax Institute.
Yep, yeah. Cool. So you had your own practice?
Yeah, I had my own practice, and I had three or four accountants, three accountants and a bookkeeper working for me.
Excellent. Was that around Newcastle, or was that?
No, that was down the Central Coast.
Central Coast. Yep.
Yeah. And sort of come into the Newcastle market just as an extension from our business down at Tuggera.
Yep.
So we opened the office in Mayfield a bit over a year ago now.
Okay. Yep.
And we probably 30-40% of our customers are up in Newcastle and around about 60% in Central Coast and Sydney.
Yeah. So when did you start down the Central Coast with the
It's almost 4 years ago. It was July 2012.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was that because you had a good network of people that you sort of knew you're not approaching for accounting, so you're going, hey, to talk about printers now? Was that
helpful? Oh, we do
helpful?
Have a lot of the old accounting customers are now customers for our photocopiers. But yeah, a lot of it's just been starting from scratch and building a whole new customer base, which I was able to do in the accounting practice, and that's why my friend Joe, who's my business partner now, invited me to come along and get involved in this industry, because I was able to start something reasonably from scratch.
So what's the sort of, like when you're talking to customers about it, what's the main sort of pitch to them? How do you do that?
It's different for every customer. Every customer, some of the customers, it's purely just a price-driven equation. And the Oki range is a very cost-effective piece of equipment. Others, it's frustration with their service levels. So, their toners haven't been delivered. They've run out and not been able to print. They've had to leave the office and go get toners or something that. And it's their time, you know. It's all about making sure that the customer's not wasting their time. They've got to be able to focus on what they do on their business. So that's what we try to achieve.
And so your company's providing all that service and follow-up and everything as well?
Yeah, well, it starts at the very beginning with the consultative process on, and that's where the accounting does help. Come in and look at what their volumes are. It's a very volume-driven industry. So you might find a business is going down and bought a little printer from Harvey Norman, for example. They then, the business grows and they keep using that printer from Harvey Norman, and it might run at 25 cents, say, for a colour print. But once they get to a certain volume, they need to step up to the next machine, which can run as low as 6 cents for a colour print.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference, and it's just one of those costs that most businesses don't look at or don't.
It's a hidden cost.
It's not the focus.
There's a toner cartridge here and another one there, and it's just like part of the petty cash sort of thing. It's not.
Yeah, that's right.
So you guys do the whole thing, like you can.
Yeah, so it goes from there to obviously installing the machine. Our techs are all network qualified, so they've got network engineering diplomas, which is a big part of the industry now. The equipment from one brand to the other, they're all become more and more reliable. They're all very good, and I wouldn't rubbish any brand. They're all reasonably pretty much on par with each other.
Getting connected to the computers is the
Staying
more
connected
challenging part.
And and making sure your toners are arriving on time and this, it's that service level. And when you, if you do have a problem, problems do occur. It might be a paper jam. It's not not generally something with the printer. It's maybe the stock that's being used or something that's been done, staples putting through the scan or whatever it might be. When you have those sort of problems, you need to have fast response times, and that's what we focus on at New Era.
Yeah. So with Oki, why did you get involved with them? Was that?
I think the brand I was supplying before was Konica Minolta made developed product, and its price point. I'd walk into say a complex of say 10 businesses in a one of these business parks that pop up everywhere, and there'd be one out of the 10 businesses in there needed that really large, high quality, single pass scanning, tri-folding. Most businesses don't need that. So the Konica Minolta product was priced for those type of businesses. So I got a bit frustrated, to be honest, because I'd go in there and the other 9 businesses we weren't in the market for. That's where the Oki product comes into place. So,
and every man's printer.
Yeah, that's
press,
right.
Press copy, it works.
What's their sort of range from, like, you know, if you've got someone who's like a startup business to someone like a multinational conglomerate and say web design like Jeremy's company? Like, what's the sort of range of
you've got your obviously your little printers. You go into your small multi-function A4, which is, you know, it's your mechanic businesses, it's your home businesses. It's actually the majority of businesses that we sell that model is the most taken up product. But then we go up to the 50 page a minute full-blown photocopier that is being used in your real estate agents. People are using them to make their booklets. Doing in-house marketing is becoming a bigger and bigger thing. So
short-run brochures,
short-run bespoke sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's ideal. If you're looking at a run of probably 5,000 or more, you're always still best to send your product out to a commercial offset printer. Where you have anything that's variable, or you might be changing, say, the price on a promo, and you're changing it monthly, and you only want to print what you're going to use. Otherwise, you end up with those boxes full of commercially produced things.
If you're mailing to a 2,000 customer database, it makes sense to do it yourself.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a change in the industry.
The sort of email marketing and social media marketing. What sort of impacts that had on, like, printed marketing or printed, printed materials, there's sort of like been the death of the fax machine with email, and, you know, Australia Post struggle with post because of, you know, more people are emailing things and that sort of thing. Has there been much sort of impact on in the print industry and photocopying because people may not photocopy something or send letters or do brochures, they might just do it electronically?
Well, myself, I'm about to go to see a customer this afternoon, and I'm not printing out my proposal anymore. I'm taking the iPad to present a proposal to the customer. So I don't think in my day we'll see a paperless environment. I've got a few customers that are working towards that, and that's fantastic.
We'll have a less paperless.
I believe that. And what's going to happen is it's going to be more of a move to what the other things that the photocopier does, which is your scanning and your document management solutions, which is all part of being paperless. So you're taking your archive boxes and you're scanning them, and then you've got to be able to recover them. So
You guys offer that service as well?
Yeah, we offer that in conjunction with Range IT up here up in Newcastle. They've got a very good product. Apparently there's a statistic that says 40% of an employee's time is wasted trying to find documents, which I think is amazing. It seems a little bit high, to be honest.
People can waste a lot of time on finding things.
Yeah, and it's the old scanning where you try and find something by file name or by folder. That's changed. So now you've got the ability to search within a PDF for a particular word. There's lots of things you can do from a document management perspective to eliminate that waste of time. It is becoming a bigger part of the industry.
So with that client you're seeing this afternoon, how did you get them? Was it like a word of mouth referral, or was it like, did you place an ad somewhere, or how did they find out about you?
That one's come from our website. It's a website inquiry. We've spent a lot of time just recently getting a our search engine optimizations maximized,
yep.
and
yep.
That's been a good investment because mm-hmm. we've seen a lot our inquiry rate on our website, which previously was I admit was a very nice looking professional website, but it was an informational website.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've gone just that one step further where it's attracting customers and yep. And they're making the inquiries now. So
that makes sense. Fantastic. I mean, your target audience is in front of a computer probably, mm-hmm. and comfortable with using their computer, so they're going to be Googling like printer servicing Newcastle or Oki printer Newcastle, something like that.
Yeah, so. That's right. So
that's great.
That's a big part of our marketing. The biggest thing that's worked for us is our networking events,
yep,
such as the beach breakfast.
Yep, yep.
We're in a few others, and that's probably around
about. Probably not as good as this one, but.
Oh, it's not as nice. Look at this place. How perfect is that?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Just getting out there and eyeballing people.
Yeah.
It's just being getting known and people feeling comfortable with you, and that's why these networking things work so well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you understand other people's pain, and then you know how you might be able to help. And I was just thinking when you're talking about the archiving solution, about an accounting friend of mine who said his company thinks spends probably 10 to 15 grand a year on storage of stuff, so that can be someone we can maybe, you might be able to help. So started out 4 years ago, we're an accountant. If you're starting again, just say today was your first day, and you've turned up here in a Hawaiian shirt and you think it's only got to get better from here, what would you do differently? If you were starting
from scratch, I'd like to go back even further than that. I would have liked to have got into this industry 30 years ago, to be honest. Because I have the accounting side and the sales side of the business, I guess I'd like to have the networking engineering behind me. But I've got a team that does it, so it's probably not required, but it's one of those little things I'd like to have under the belt.
What about from the marketing side? Was there anything you would have done differently?
Marketing side. I think I've been pretty good, the marketing. It's it's all just a matter of time and cost, and it gets there slowly. We're now pushing a bit more on the Facebook side as well, making our Facebook page a bit more personable. So it's been very much again.
Are you using LinkedIn much? Do you do much on that? Like put updates around things that people mightn't have thought about in regard to their printer scanner?
I do, and LinkedIn's still a bit of a mystery to me. I'm very well LinkedIn. I have a lot of people there, but I'm actually not using it as a marketing tool. And I will sort of look at that, the LinkedIn marketing. It's certainly LinkedIn and those social media things are becoming more and more the thing. So, I guess I should have engaged someone to look at our marketing instead of trying to do it myself. Might have been the thing. I built my first website, which got us up and running, but then we got someone to come in and do that professionally in the end. It might have been better just getting someone to do it professionally from day one, I think.
There's something to be said for drafting and getting a handle on it yourself to start with, I think, is so you sort of get an idea of what's involved and.
Yeah, what sort of format?
Think about
you
what
want.
You're going to say.
Yeah,
what wording you're going to put on the pages.
That's it. But I think a big part of those things that I put on the website when I created my first website are still there. So
that's good.
But you've got to start somewhere.
Absolutely,
and that's the important
thing.
That's
the thing to say. You know, if you write it yourself, you can sort of think about what you're saying and whether it's going to make sense, rather than have someone who's external to the business just trying to. Write what they think you want there. So, that's good. So, what's the best bit of business advice you've been given or given
something
someone?
You've picked up along the way.
Business advice. I like is if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. That sort of I fall back on that quite often when it does get a little bit hard. But the rewards are certainly there after once you get past that 2 year mark in particular. But in those first 2 years, if you've got a little saying like that in your head to just keep you ticking
keep,
over,
keep
it's
it going,
good.
Keep a positive attitude about it. That's the thing now. It can be like Jeremy's been going 8 years now, is that 8 or 12 years?
8 to 12.
Yeah, 12 years. So it's been an interesting time for him, and other people in the network are just starting out or been going for a year or two, and it is hard, and you just got to keep
Yeah.
Trying different things and.
Yeah, you have to be yourself and be honest with everybody. I think is the, you know, genuine and care about your customers. That's the big thing, and you get repeat business from that. It's just a matter of time. So
yeah, excellent.
And we're enjoying that now, which is fantastic.
Oh, good. Well, Tom, thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thanks for having me, David. You run a great show here.
Oh, that's all right. No, we it's sort of grown from six when we first started to a year later about 50. I think we had 50 odd at our last breakfast, and we're getting new members joining all the time. So encourage everyone to get involved at beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au. Third Thursday of every month at Merriweather Beach Function Room. So enjoy the rest of your day, Tom, and good luck with that customer this afternoon.
Thank you very much. I'll let you know how I go.
You'll do well. And thanks, Jeremy, again.
Yep.
That's the end of season one of our show. As we mentioned, we've been signed for season two by ourselves, so it always helps. We'll have a couple of weeks off and then be back into it. So
awesome. Thanks very much, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.
Thank you.